Hi, Roche. Thank you very much. I'm joined now by special teams captain Matthew Slater. And I just want to talk about the state of the team, the mood of the team right now. It's got to be a pretty confident mood, wouldn't you say? Or is it?
We're certainly excited about our opportunity to be in postseason play. I think we've put ourselves in pretty decent position up to this point. But I think our focus this week is just on us, on getting better, improving upon the little things that are going to give us a chance to be competitive down the stretch. And that's just where our focus is right now.
How do you go about doing that, getting better, focusing on you? Do you look in the mirror? Do you look at your mistakes? Do you also look at your successes?
I think you do. You look at your mistakes and you look at your successes. I think a lot of players will go back and watch film from, you know, all 16 games and see what we didn't do very well and then go and try to address some of those issues and see if we can do them a little bit better. And then the things that we did do well, how can we continue to do them well? So self-evaluation is big this week.
You've been around for a while now. You being the special teams captain, is this the best special teams unit? Would you say you've played with?
You know, it's tough to make comparisons because, you know, I have love for every group that I've been a part of every year. But this year, we've been able to do some unbelievable things the board. I think, and it goes from guys like Brandon Bolden all the way to guys like Vince Wilford. Everybody has really stepped in and contributed and played at a high level, and we've made some big plays this year that have given us a chance to win a lot of ball games.
I know you're a humble guy, but how much pride do you take, especially being the leader of this group, to keep this unit together, to keep this unit pumped up and making a difference?
Well, I certainly think it's going to be important for us down the stretch. If we can continue to play the level that we have been throughout the regular season, when the playoffs come around, it'll be good for our football team. It'll really help us. So I'm definitely going to be on the guys and on myself to continue to try to take every day as its own and prepare hard and work hard and see where that gets us.
You hold these guys accountable, don't you?
I do, and they hold me accountable. So it goes both ways, you know, and I think that's the beauty of our group.
You have inherited the job of breaking down the team. And that's some big shoes to fill because Teddy Bruschi used to do that in the locker room. What's that like for you, and how much fun is that?
It's definitely a blast, and you know, I have so much respect for Teddy, having played with him, and you know, just follow his career and what he was able to do here. So, I don't know if I'm as qualified as Teddy was, but it certainly is something that we have a lot of fun with, and it's even more fun when we're doing it after a win. I tell you that.
Take me through it. I know it's a simple thing, but yet it's not a simple thing. You call everybody together. You know, what happens?
I think it's just kind of a time for us as a family to reflect upon the previous 60 minutes of football that we've just played. And, you know, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, we're a family, and we're in this together. And I think it's important that we continue to remind ourselves of that, that we're a family, and we're in this 1 week at a time, one game at a time, and we're going to see where it takes us.
Good luck in the playoffs.
Thank you, sir.
Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
Matthew Slater, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.